Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For something I've never heard before, I kind of like this. Obviously a Cinco de Mayo reference there from Stiz. Who is this?
That's my boy Superstar Snuck, one of the best rappers in Massachusetts.
What was that second word? Superstar what?
Snuck, like Superfly Jimmy Snuck.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Did it bring a pizza with me to the movies, so I snuck it in.
Hey, there you go. Man.
It is indeed Cinco de Mayo. Will you be celebrating tonight, Fitzgerald?
Indeed, actually. Major taco time during the Celtics game.
Let's go. Taco Monday. Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, quick question. When it's taco night at Shea Hart, what's the favorite? Are we talking like pulled chicken? Are we doing like ground beef?
Ground
like
beef. Traditional ground beef with soft tacos generally, unless we get creative. Sometimes we get creative and do either the option, the split, soft tacos and hard shell, or you make your at-home, whatever
double
you
decker,
call those.
Yes.
Yeah, where you wrap the
from Taco Bell?
Yeah. You put a little cheese whiz on it, then you put the hard shell inside, sticks together, you fill it up, and boom, there it is.
Little al pastor, by the way, the slow-braised pork with a little pineapple, hard to beat.
So that's a little bit more upscale. It's much easier to just show up at home with a pound of ground beef, throw it in a frying pan, and like 10 minutes later, you got Taco
later,
Tuesday.
Taco,
yes.
Yeah.
Stiz, we don't have time for you to bitch about tacos.
Big taco.
Big
taco is screwing the man. That's fine. We don't have to get into it now, but you know I have a point. Big taco
what
is screwing
the man. Hold on.
All right. We don't have time right now. This is going to be a long form. This is like a Friday expanded grab bag. Stiz has a long-standing feud with tacos. We'll get into it another time.
I don't get it. Tacos are incredible.
He's a moron.
They are?
The only answer is he's a moron. But we'll get to this another day. He'll defend himself. He'll go at Big Taco. But 617-779-7937. We're talking about Tristan Casas' season-ending, career-altering injury, torn patella tendon. Since you heard that soundbite from Craig Breslow, he's indeed undergone surgery to repair it. He has extensive rehab. This is one of the worst injuries that's out there right now, Fitzy. I mean, the Achilles is still one that is difficult to come back from. This is worse than that. It doesn't happen a lot. It's more frequent in NFL, but even in the NFL, it doesn't happen a lot. This is a big guy with a big rehab from a big injury ahead of him.
A 10-month rehab, like that's so, like you're watching Steph Diggs now less than 6 months. Now he's obviously in super good shape and an elite athlete, unlike Casas, who we were all wondering if he was or wasn't out of shape, let alone not taking the best care of himself. He just looked unfit when he tumbled to the ground as well. This is going to be an extremely difficult rehab, and you have to wonder what his overall demeanor, mood, just optimism or lack thereof is like right now. Like he must just be beside himself.
He's going to need a pep talk because he was right when Cora said you'll be okay and he said no I won't. He was right. And I don't know, this is, if he's listening, I would prefer he not be listening right now. I don't think he'll ever be the same. I don't think he'll ever get back to whatever 100% is. There is going to be a deficit in his athletic ability coming back from this. This is a massive injury for Tristan Casas, and he's going to need to have good mental and physical support around him moving forward with his career in baseball. But the Red Sox have a much swifter decision to make. They need to bounce back from this immediately. They have the day off today. They have a game tomorrow. The season goes on. They need to figure out what they're doing at first base. We are going to give our plans in a minute, Fitzy. Your first ideal plan.
Optimal plan.
Optimal plan for first base. You'll give yours. I'll give mine. We'll check in with Dan Ball, the boys behind the glass. But first, I want to check in with the phone lines because they're already locked and loaded. 617-779-7937. And I am going to go longest wait, so we'll go to our guy Coach in New Hampshire.
Coach!
What are your thoughts on this Tristan Casas situation with the Red Sox?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. I feel real bad for Tristan Casas, but I'm about to give you my plan that's going to plug in the enthusiasm for our Boston Red Sox.
All right,
number one, I do not want to play a player in any position that doesn't want to play there. So the Rafi idea, forget it. And he, by the way, even if he took a million ground balls, he's not going to be good at first base. He's not a very good fielder. Here's how we plug it in. Campbell at first. We put Marcelo Meyer at second. Forget, like Fitzy says, forget the ref Snyders of the world. We're going to go in left field. We're going Roman Anthony, Duran with his speed in center, Abreu in right. And we're going to use Rafaela, the odd man out, as a late-inning outfield defender. That's my plan. That's what's going to get people excited, and that's what's going to get us off this damn 500 record.
Thanks for the call, Coach.
Oh, my God. Coach should be the coach.
I don't know about that. I totally disagree with the coach. Yes, Dan Ball?
I'm in on this one, and Brian brought this up yesterday morning, so I got to give him credit for throwing this out there, too.
Brag.
Campbell is 6'3", which is he's giving up an inch to Tristan Casas, but like Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson, they're in that 6'3 to 6'4 range, so good frame for a first baseman. And you can already tell, based on them playing Campbell in the outfield, they're not sold on him being a second baseman to begin with. So if you can do it early and find a good spot for him so he doesn't have to show off his average to below average range all that much, I'm in on this.
So you think Christian Campbell could be a long-term first baseman, not just like settle in at first base? We're not putting you there to fill in for Casas. We're putting you there because you might be there for the next 5 years.
I just think we're in the long-term conversation at this point. You're missing him for a year at minimum, and even when he comes back, the reports that are out there, there are diminishing returns on this kind of injury, and he already seemed like he had one foot out the door. So I feel like we're talking about more than just a stopgap here.
That is a side topic. We were a month away from having this conversation anyway, essentially. You know,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We were going to get to Memorial Day,
yeah.
And unless he got hot, we were going to be talking about what do the Red Sox do at first base, because Craig Breslow, glad you were talking there, although you didn't answer the biggest question, why'd you not have a plan B? Why didn't you have a backup plan for Tristan Casas, who missed the bulk of last year with an injury and has never established himself as a long-term player at the big league level? How did you not have a plan B? But we'll get to that in a minute. Fitzy, we'll get to your plan in a minute. So we have Coach on the table. Coach's plan is on the table. It revolves around Christian Campbell playing first base for the Boston Red Sox. Let's go back to the phone lines. 617-779-7937. Paul in New Hampshire has a plan for first base. Paul, what is your plan?
My plan is very simple. We put Meyer at shortstop, and we move Trevor Story to first base. And now you've got the opportunity, as Coach said, to put Roman Anthony in the outfield and a late inning replacement in our current center fielder.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. So we have two phone calls, Fitzy, two very different plans, two, I guess not very different. Both of them involve moving starting middle infielders to first base. Christian Campbell either bumps over one spot or Trevor Story just bumps over from shortstop. Both involve Marcelo
Meyer.
And
I like that, too. Now, see, I like the Story one. My buddy Murph had suggested the same thing on Saturday. Trevor Story is not, you know, this isn't Omar Vizquel. Like, we're not talking about, or Julio Lugo, like the classic idea of, you know, someone who's slightly larger than a horse jockey, but is super speedy and has elite range. Trevor Story is a big dude. He almost looks the part of like somebody who could play first base. But Coach, so I like that plan. I like that plan. I like it a lot. However, my plan is actually, it's almost like the coach was in my head, because my plan is the coach plan. I 100% support moving Christian Campbell, who they are certainly uncertain about defensively, considering that he doesn't look to be a natural born second baseman. They've already played him a bunch in the outfield. First base is easier. Obviously, it'll help him acclimate to the game a little bit quicker, because he'll have a little bit less to worry about defensively, and he can focus on his freakish athleticism and his elite offense. Meyer has played third, short, second, everywhere in spring training, in Worcester, wherever. So put him in at second base for the time being. If and when Trevor Story gets hurt, now you can slide Marcelo Meyer over to shortstop, something that he will probably end up Wally Pipping Trevor Story out of in the first place. It's a win-win situation. And the fact that he doubled down and said, you know what, Seidan Rafaela is going to be my defensive super sub slash everywhere I need you to be guy. You know what? So if he's a well-compensated, younger, speedier version of Brock Holt for this team, so be it. Every team could use somebody like that, but that brings Meyer and Anthony up. And Andy, you press play on the future now. You quit pussyfooting around, and you get going with these kids that are more than ready. You heard me. I said pussyfoot.
And you popped your P on it when you said it. That was a hard P right there that you led with. That made it sound weirder and dirtier, because you're actually allowed to say that anywhere you want. You can
pussyfoot's
say
one of the great words of the English language that does not get used often enough.
Because you can say it at a preschool, and it's fine.
Right.
I mean, they'll be a little hesitant when they first hear the first few letters.
You'll get some looks.
Yeah, you will. Like, But saying lollygag, which is also another great underused word, just doesn't apply. Like, quit lollygag? No, quit pussyfooting around.
Okay, so we have Fitzy's plan on the table. It's basically Coach's plan. I'll continue to let the bad plans pile up before I unveil my perfect plan to solve all that ails the first base issue. But let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Justin in Washington, D.C. has a plan for the Red Sox. What's your plan, Justin?
Yeah, gents, just before my plan, real quick, I think we need to all understand that Craig Breslow is to blame, because he doesn't have a bullpen. This bullpen sucks. It's Chapman and two Rule 5 guys that he was relying on, and you need four high-leverage arms. He came into the season with one, so now you have to out-hit teams, and you can't do it with only five hitters in the lineup. So I immediately benched Trevor Story. I sent him with Masataka Yoshida to witness protection. I bring up Marcelo Meyer, put him at shortstop, move Devers to first base, call up Anthony and DH him and platoon him in left field with Jaren Duran. And the plan is, folks, we got to mash the ball and out hit teams to win, because Craig Breslow is the Elliott Wolf of baseball presidents.
Thanks for the call, Justin. That was
solid
a
call. That was solid a, call. Justin.
Solid is underselling it. That's a great call, because I've noticed the opportunity here. So we're asking, what should the Red Sox do at first base? And most people are taking this as an opportunity to reconfigure the entire lineup, the defensive makeup, the entire backbone of this baseball team in multi-step moves. I don't know if I like that or dislike that. I also like how he put it all on Craig Breslow. We're just talking about first base, but this came back on Craig Breslow, the bullpen, and that's the reality of that position. This is his baseball team. Cora will get blamed for utilizing what was put in front of him, but this is Craig Breslow's baseball team, and it had a hole at least either at first base or at least plan B at first base. Yes, Dan Ball.
Yeah, he's the one that's responsible for not having wherever you can turn to at seemingly this one position. Seems like everywhere else there are two or three different options you can go to, but first base, not one of them.
And it's the Rule 5 thing as well. Like, you know, Garrett, everyone thinks Garrett Whitlock is a stud, and the team's brilliant for snatching away a Rule 5 guy like him from the Yankees when he pitches really well. I'm stunned that he's had these consecutive bad outings like that, because he's usually been money for this team. I've told you a million times, that's right-handed Andrew Miller. You can deploy him a million different ways. I don't understand why he's nails in the first inning and then the coffin in the second inning. It's really, really, really strange. And Slayton, this has got to be in his head because he's just leaving ball. He's got enough arm talent to be able to get three outs. I don't understand why he's just hanging cheese for these guys to come in and knock around the park.
617-779-7937. Continuing to take your calls on what the plan at first base should be post-Tristan Casas. Is it Devers? Is it Campbell? Is it Meyer? Is it Anthony? Is it Story? Is it somebody else? Would it be a bigger shakeup than just first base? All that and more, as well as the identity of the Boston Red Sox that's developing, and it's not one that I think is a good one. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.